Hi, I'm Oliver Berquez, co-founder of 4D Fit, and welcome to the Brain, Brawn, and Business Advice Cast series. They're a short, sharp podcast, no more than 15 minutes long, that will give you really practical advice around fitness, business, and mindset. Things you can implement into your life on a daily basis that will help you improve your health, fitness, business, and performance. Episode coming up now, and I hope you'll enjoy it. Hi, podcast community. Welcome to another episode of the Brain, Brawn, and Business podcast. Just before I start this episode, the usual intro about it. So this episode is called The Kitchen Cleanout, and the purpose of creating this episode is I've had a lot of feedback over the last couple of weeks just from clients around bad habits during lockdown, with sort of overeating, eating the wrong things, drinking a little too much, etc., etc. And the kitchen clean out is a really simple and effective strategy that can get you back on track with your health and your fitness and get you back in that lean, that healthier lifestyle as we now start to ease from lockdown. And if there is a topic or an episode you'd like me to cover in future episodes, drop me a message on socials. And as always, I love to or want to create content that my audience, that people listen to the podcast would like. So yeah, drop me a message. Let me know what you would like covered. And yeah, episode coming up now, the kitchen clean out, and I hope you all enjoy it. Hi everybody, Ollie Berquez here. Welcome to another episode, the Advice Cast. This one today, so the kitchen clean out. And, you know, thinking about this, this is a strategy I think right now will really help people. I think looking at lockdown, how it's been with maybe overindulging, a couple of glasses of wine too many, or, you know, a few treats. I think lockdown has led to, you know, whatever coping strategies that may be. And if diet has gone off a little bit and maybe overindulged and, like I said, had a few extra unhealthy meals and a few extra drinks, and that's part of it, and that's fine, it doesn't matter. But I think now, as lockdown is easing, I personally think that now's a really good time to start looking, right, okay, let's kick back into normality. Let's start getting our health and our lifestyle back on track. Not back on track, because it maybe hasn't gone off track, but just let's get improving it. Let's just move it forward. Let's start thinking healthier. And as we're now coming out of lockdown and getting back into normality, or whatever normality looks like, I think that's really important. And as I always say, exercise and the food and drink you consume is a huge part in your energy levels and your performance levels on a daily basis. So the kitchen clean out. And I think that with this is quite simple, really. If unhealthy food is in your house or possession, then you or a loved one will eventually eat it. And that said, if a healthy food is in your house or possession, then either you or a loved one will eventually eat it. Sounds simple, but very true. What is in your cupboards at home is what you will eat. So now's time to start stocking healthier food. And the kitchen clean out certainly allows that. And that's basically it. So I've got a four-step process that you can follow that I think will really kickstart your nutrition and get things going again. Get your family on board, number one. The clear out is number two. Planning is number three. Shop and restock is number four. So yeah, that's basically it. So let's go through them. So getting your family on board, because if you live on your own, it's fine. You don't need to. But if you've got a partner and you've got kids, you need them involved in this as well. You need them bought into it, because there's no use that if you're going to clear things out and start eating healthier and they don't want to, that will not work. So you need to get your family on board. You need to explain why you want to do it, the impact it's going to have. If you've got children, make it fun, involve the kids, and get them helping you make decisions and having fun clearing it out and naming foods and whatever it may be. There's fun ways, as fun as you can make it with the kids. But as a family, with your partner, let's just say, look, collectively, let's try and be a bit healthier now. Let's try and eat a bit healthier. Let's try and make better choices. And to do that, our kitchen, our cupboards need to stock healthier foods. So yeah, really important you get your family on board. Because things aren't just going to happen by chance. So that's the first thing. Get the family on board. Second thing is clear out all the unhealthy food or make it inaccessible. Now, that make it inaccessible might be you put it in a cupboard with a key, with a code or a key, and hide the key, or put the key like in another room. So the fact of you've got to go into another room to get a key to lock, to unlock the cupboard which has the unhealthy food in, might just be too much of a hassle that you then lead to thinking, right, well, I'm not going to have that anyway. I won't bother having that unhealthy food. Or basically just clear it out. Get rid of all the unhealthy food. So go into your cupboards now. Cakes, chocolates, pastries, unnecessary food, sweets, processed foods, packaged meals, foods that you don't need to be eating. Just get rid of them. Clear them out. Get rid of them and start that clearing out process that way. Or, as I mentioned, go and things you might not want to throw out that are treats, because you're going to need some. You don't want a perfect lifestyle. You want a little bit of indulgence. Just make them less accessible. Like I say, lock them in a cupboard and put the key in another room. So that's clearing out your unhealthy food, making it inaccessible. Number three is then making a shopping list of healthy foods for next week. And that's simple. Sit down with your family. You know, get some visuals, get your kids looking on the internet, the vegetables, fruits they might like, ways you can have healthy treats. You know, look at your proteins, so meat and fish and poultry and quinoa and plant-based proteins. Fats, healthy fats, so oils and natural nuts and avocado, and your carbs, so rice, potatoes, veg and fruit. Just take your time, spend half hour and do it as a family. Write out your healthy foods on a shopping list. Planning out your meals, what you're going to have, how you're going to restock the cupboard. And then once you've done that, take your list and go shopping. Go shopping, stick to the list. Don't go shopping on an empty stomach, because you'll be hungry and that'll lead to you making choices outside of your list because you're craving it. So make sure you're feeling comfortable. You've maybe had a meal just before you go shopping, and then go shopping. Go shopping, collect the ingredients, and then restock your cupboards. And by restocking the cupboards with your healthy foods, you are then set up to win. And that is a great way then of going into the new week with a healthy cupboard, meals planned out, that you and the family have all been involved in the decision making, the process of getting those foods restocked into the cupboards. And then you're all on board with that process. You're then going to start having healthier breakfasts, lunches and dinners. You're cutting out the fizzy drinks, drinking more water and herbal teas, whatever it may be. All of those healthy meals that you planned out are now in your cupboards to go and have a cracking first week back on a new, healthier approach to your food and your drink and your nutrition. So that is it. That is the four-step process to the kitchen clean out. Let me just quickly summarise and then I'll leave it with you to go and get practical, yeah? So get your family on board, number one, really important. You need whoever's in your family, in your household, on board in the decision-making process and understanding why you're doing it. You want to be healthy as a family and the impact you want it to have. Get everyone on board. Number two, clear it out. Clear out all those unhealthy foods or make them inaccessible and make sure you're all doing it as a family. Have fun with it. And if it's with children, you can educate them on the foods and why that sugary food's unhealthy. But clearing out the cupboard is number two. Number three is planning. Planning your meals, foods on a shopping list, all the healthy, fresh foods you're going to have, your veg, your fruit, your carbs, your protein, your healthy fats, and your drinks. Plan, again, with your family or whoever's in your household. And that's step three. And step four is to go and shop. Stick to the shopping list, get those ingredients, get the fresh food and drink, and then come back and have fun restocking it and then looking at your amazingly healthy, new, restocked cupboard of healthy foods, healthy drinks, and that the family are all going to have. And then that's it. Next week, go into the new week with this healthy foods and start having healthier breakfasts, lunch and dinners, drinking more water, sticking to the plan, and your accessible food available is healthier. So that's a four-step process. I hope that did help, guys. I think it's a strategy. I think, as I say, it can really help now as lockdown is easing and there's been some maybe more indulgent times than normal, as we start to come out of it, start to plan ahead, start to think healthier, and healthier food will only come through the food that is stocked in your cupboard, and the kitchen clean out as a strategy that will help you to do that. So I hope that helps. Hope you got value, guys. As always, reach out. Let me know what you found valuable. Let me know if there's anything you'd like me to cover in future episodes. And as I always say, the good lifestyle you keep is better than the perfect one you don't. Have a great day, and I will check in with you next time. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast today. Please share it with anyone else you know would benefit. And if you enjoyed the episode and got value, then please could you leave us a 5-star review on the platform you listen to, as it will help the podcast to reach more people, something we're hugely passionate about. You can also subscribe to the episodes to receive them as soon as they're released. And if you're looking for more support around business, fitness and mindset, then I've got 2 free support groups, one on Facebook and one on WhatsApp. Links to join are in the show notes, so head over, and we'd love to see you in the community. Individually and through my businesses, we do lots of work for business owners and companies. So please head over to the show notes again, and you can find out a little bit more about these programs, how they can help you and your company to improve your performance, productivity, your health and your fitness. Lastly, I'd love to hear from you. So please send me a message with anything you found valuable or anything you would like to see or be included in further episodes. And if you would like to just be a guest on the podcast, then yeah, email me on oliver@4dfit.co.uk. That's the number 4 and the letters DFIT. You can also connect to me on socials. I'm on all main platforms, Ollie Berquez, OLLIE. LinkedIn is my main one, which is Oliver Berquez. And yeah, it'd be great to connect with you and start a further conversation. Once again, thank you so much for listening to the episode today. And I look forward to checking in with you next time. And just remember, the good lifestyle you keep is better than the perfect one you don't.